Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back, Ram fans. This is Rams Up, your favorite LA Rams podcast. We are proud members of the Fans First Sports Network. That's fansfirstsports.com. You can also follow us on YouTube. Our channel is at LA Rams Up. I'm your host, Mark. You'll hear from my co-host, Tom, on occasion as well. Hey, we're not Rams insiders. We're just longtime fans who love talking about our Los Angeles Rams. Let's get to it. Welcome back, everybody. Episode 380 of Rams Up. The primary focus of this episode, mock draft number 4 from LA Rams Up. And this one is kind of special. Paul Walia making all of the picks. Now, I'm going to have to tell you, you need to go to the YouTube channel to follow along as Paul makes these picks, explains them, and defends them. Very knowledgeable guy, knows these prospects inside and out. Check it out. Now, I'll be summarizing the results of that draft coming up here and interspersing some of his comments, the more relevant ones, the ones that I found the juiciest. However, if you love mock drafts and you love the Rams, gotta go check out the video and watch Paul make these picks. YouTube.com/@LARamsUp. You'll find it there. And hey, you need to subscribe. We're going to be doing a lot of mock drafts and some additional videos on the YouTube channel that you might not catch on the podcast. So definitely subscribe and like those videos. Really appreciate it. Episode 380, I'm going to talk about a player who wore number 80. And there's a few outstanding players that wore that number for our Rams. Bob Boyd, Tom Fears, Henry Ellard. But hey, for me, it always comes back to Isaac Bruce, one of the greatest players in Rams history, and one of my favorite players all time, man. I could dedicate an entire show to him, and I probably have at least segments, that's for sure. He is, by the way, number 10 on my all-time list of greatest Rams that I shared last summer. How much more do we need to say about Isaac Bruce? 197 games with our Rams, 942 catches, 14,109 yards, and 84 TDs. And on top of that, a Super Bowl winning catch. And on top of that, one of the most pleasant players and a great teammate, Isaac Bruce, man. Love that guy. Hey, some news before we move on. Ronnie Rivers is back with the Rams. He was an exclusive rights free agent. Rams tendered him, so he will be back. That's one thing we're hoping for. One box checked. So our running back room, Kyren Williams, Ronnie Rivers, and Zach Evans, and my guess, a probable draft pick as well. Or maybe they bring in a veteran, a bigger back like Royce Freeman, someone like that. And DeMarcus Robinson has re-signed with the Rams. That was another area of concern. So we have our three starters back, Kupp, Nacua, and Robinson, along with Tutu Atwell and Ben Skowronek, Austin Trammell, a restricted free agent. And I suspect the Rams will draft another wide receiver as well. There's one I really like, and Paul Walia has one in his upcoming draft that I'll share with you in a second. And Sean McVay making an offhanded comment, or maybe it was a direct comment, when asked about the backup quarterback situation, he admitted, hey, we only have one quarterback on our roster now. Dresser Wynn's probably asking, what the heck? Stetson Bennett, on the other hand, has no grounds to make a comment like that because we don't know where he is. I assume the Rams do. A lot of people are interpreting that to mean that Bennett will definitely not be back, going to be released soon. So the Rams will have to go find another quarterback. And I was trying to read between the lines, McVay talking about Carson Wentz, and I didn't get the feeling that that's a focus for them to bring back Carson Wentz. Basically sounded like he was saying, hey, we loved having him around, really enjoyed having him in the locker room. I was kind of disappointed to hear that. I was hoping Wentz would be brought back. Hopefully the Rams don't mess around with that backup slot and find a nice seasoned veteran to come in and back Matthew Stafford. That really cost us 2 years ago, and it almost cost us this past season. That loss to Green Bay was dreadful. And I'm going to share a sports pet peeve with you. I haven't done that in a while. I was putting together my little running back video. Don't know if you saw that on the YouTube channel, celebrating the Rams running back tradition. And I was surfing YouTube looking for some clips I could use. And I came across the NFL's Greatest Players edition in 2010. The top 100 players, Eric Dickerson came in at number 52. And the problem I have is the first 30 seconds or so of Eric Dickerson highlights, what uniform would you expect him to be wearing? That's the same thing I thought. But no, they showed clips of him in an Indianapolis Colts uniform. Now, I've complained over the past 20 years, privately and publicly, about what I perceive to be an anti-Rams media bias, them not getting the love in many instances that they deserve. Now, this was 14 years ago. I get it. But 14 years ago, someone managed to put together a top 100 NFL greatest players video, and the lead video on Eric Dickerson, he's not in a Rams uniform, the uniform that he rushed for over 2,000 yards in one season while wearing. No, it was with the Indianapolis Colts. I cry foul.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
So let's review our mock draft number 4. This was Paul Walia's draft. You can view this entire draft as it unfolds on our YouTube channel. Check it out. I will just real quickly summarize Paul's picks and some thoughts on all of these picks. His first pick, number 19 overall, we were surprised and excited to see Talisi Fuaga available. Now, a lot of you are going to say that's unrealistic. And you know what? He's probably not going to be there at number 19, but it isn't impossible that he could be there. He could slide a little bit. I've seen him going number 18 overall several times. So going 19, not really a stretch, but if he's there, the Rams grab him. And I would not be surprised if the Rams made a move up to grab him if he's there at 15 or 16, somewhere in that range. Rams give up a pick from next year or maybe a couple late picks in this draft. But Fuaga to the Rams. He could take over for Big Rob eventually. His initial duty would probably be at left tackle. Some question his ability over there. Daniel Jeremiah would disagree. Could also play either of the guard positions. Just gives the Rams tons of flexibility and a potential replacement for Rob Havenstein. Of course, if he turns out to be a great left tackle, he'll stay there and we'll find someone else to take over for Big Rob. Really solidifies our offensive line. Now remember, should have stated at the top here, we made two assumptions for this draft. And those two assumptions were Coleman Shelton and Kevin Dotson have returned to the Rams. Now, we found out after we ran this draft that DeMarcus Robinson had re-signed with the Rams. I don't think it really affects this draft that much, though. Rams need to add a wide receiver anyways, and we'll check in on that idea in a second. Number 52 overall, the Rams' second pick. Paul selected TJ Tampa, the cornerback out of Iowa State, and that's about where he's slotted to go. 6'2", 200, very physical cornerback, and not knowing what's happening with Akilah Witherspoon, we need to draft a cornerback, probably still need to sign a veteran, or maybe bring another one back, or maybe draft another one later. We'll see how that goes. Right now, our cornerbacks are Kendrick, Kobe Durant, Sean Jolly, and Trey Tomlinson. TJ Tampa would be a starting cornerback among that group, I think. This is what Paul had to say about TJ Tampa.
I'm going to go big corner, TJ Tampa, because the Rams desperately need a corner. My corner for the Rams is Lassiter from Georgia. I love that kid. That kid just needs to hit the jug machine because he's dropped more interceptions than any player in college football this year. But other than that, I love that kid Lassiter from Georgia. So just note that down, Ram Nation. That is a great corner from the Rams. Whether or not they'll be able to snatch him is a different story, which is why I definitely think if at 19 their player or their players that they like don't fall to them, they should trade back and get a couple extra high picks.
The Rams' third pick, number 83 overall, Paul selected Ricky Pearsall, the wide receiver from Florida. 6 feet, 193. That's right in the range of wide receivers the Rams like. Very versatile. Go check out his catch of the year against Charlotte. He elevates in traffic, makes a one-handed grab, and gets nailed and hangs onto the ball. Here's Paul making that pick and defending it.
I'm going to go with Ricky Pearsall, and I'll tell you why I'm going to go with Ricky Pearsall. If you look at the Rams, right? So we're going to assume DeMarcus Robinson comes back. One of the things that's been holding back Sean McVay is when he goes four wide, he doesn't have that other fourth receiver that can really, you know, bludgeon the defense, right? And with either with speed or size, whatever it may be, this kid, Ricky Pearsall, from day one, not only does he get open, he runs great routes. He's got great hands. He's got the swag. He'll go over the middle. He can play slot or outside, but I think he's also insurance if King Cup doesn't come back. You got a nice player you could play out of the slot. Watch this kid play. Ricky Pearsall is the real deal.
The Rams' fourth pick, 100 overall. This is the comp pick for the Raheem Morris signing. Defensive tackle McKinley Jackson out of Texas A&M. He's a 0 or 1 technique, just like Bobby. Difference is Jackson is a little more athletic, can move laterally a little bit better. He is also very smart. You're going to love his interviews. The Rams will definitely love his interviews. Here's Paul on McKinley Jackson.
I mean, I know a lot of fans are probably, raised a couple eyebrows with that pick. So here's the thing about McKinley Jackson. McKinley Jackson can play the 0 or the 1. I'm not sold on Bobby Brown. I think, though, if they both went to, I think Bobby Brown, did he go to Texas A&M? I think he did.
Yes, he did.
I love McKinley Jackson for his size. Not only does he play the run well, and I was particularly watching him on the one-on-one drills. Man, this kid's got wiggle. He's tough as nails. Texas A&M does a great job. They have a lot of media on their players. Everything was positive. I watched his interviews. Love this kid. McKinley Jackson's going to hold it down in the middle. He and Bobby Brown, but McKinley Jackson can stay on the field and rush the passer. I'm going to go McKinley Jackson.
The Rams' fifth pick, number 153 overall, another cornerback, Chas Smith-Wade out of Washington State. Think about the cornerbacks he's had to deal with out of Oregon and Washington. So he's gone up against some really good competition. 5'10", 187, another cornerback with some versatility. Should be a great addition to a team that runs zone coverage, which the Rams do a lot, obviously, that matchup zone. And we suddenly have a really good young group of cornerbacks. Still need to add a veteran, though, in my opinion, whether that's Witherspoon or someone else. The Rams' sixth pick, 154th overall, linebacker Trevon Wallace out of Kentucky. Rams have drafted a lot of linebackers with similar names, Trevon, Trevon, and now Trevon, talking about Young and Howard and now Wallace. Nothing against Christian Roseboom, but Wallace would have a good chance of winning a starting job on this team, I think. Wallace was clearly one of Paul's favorite picks, favorite players in this draft.
Wallace plays inside, and he's a smaller linebacker, but he can do everything. Blitz, play the run, cover. He'd be perfect in the Rams scheme.
The seventh pick, number 177 overall, Brennan Jackson, the edge rusher out of Washington State. So we got two players out of WSU through seven picks.
Brennan Jackson is a name a lot of people didn't throw around early. Now they are. They're watching tape. He had a knee or a leg injury that really slowed him down early. His production came on late. If you watch his film, he's, you know, thinking about a player like Hoyt, playing somebody on the strong side, once again building that edge rotation instead of a magic bullet at that position. You know, we're thinking we're going to bring in Danielle Hunter, Khalil Mack. Think about that now. Now we're four deep at edge. That's the idea, Mark. That's the way I look at it. Regardless of free agency, the draft helps you achieve one thing. You want to be too deep at every position so that when an injury happens, and how long have we said this, Mark, we're frustrated on the O-line, where one injury in the entire O-line falls apart, right? Because we don't have that depth.
Right.
But it's the same thing at all the other position areas. So you want to try to get to too deep at every position. So as I'm doing this in my mind, I have the depth chart in my head, and I'm like, okay, who are we filling in? And there we go.
And our eighth pick, number 191 overall, defensive lineman Gabe Hall out of Baylor, 6'5", 290. He's got some length there. This guy, I'm not a weightlifter, but this sounds impressive to me. He's pressed 500 pounds, power cleaned 465 pounds, did 750 pounds on the trap bar deadlift, and squatted 650 pounds. And the Baylor staff made him stop at that point. You're done for the day. We get it. And he's also very fast. And even better, they say he has an NFL-ready spin move.
Gabe Hall reminds me a little bit of Greg Gaines. He plays at Baylor. He plays in a 3-4. He gets really great marks for run defense. But I was watching him at the Senior Bowl, and he had some swim moves, some rip moves. You know, a lot of times when you watch these D linemen play, they're playing in systems where they're very confined. And what I liked was when he was given a little room to, like, you know, show off his skills, he looked good. He had good feet. So I'm going to go with Gabe Hall.
The Rams' ninth pick, number 212 overall, Tanner Bortolini, interior offensive lineman out of Wisconsin. Yes, another guy out of Wisconsin. He's a center, could play guard. So we had Rob Havenstein, David Edwards, Logan Bruss, and now Paul likes Bortolini out of Wisconsin as well. 6'3", 305, grades out better in the run game than in pass blocking. The 10th pick, number 217 overall, Paul went with his second edge rusher, Xavier Thomas out of Clemson. He logged 478 snaps for the Tigers as a senior. Had 40 total pressures, 28 quarterback hurries, 7 quarterback hits, and 5 sacks. And Clemson generally plays some pretty tough competition. So Thomas, if nothing else, could be a very good special teams player and maybe works his way into the edge rushing lineup.
Xavier Thomas, an underrated edge rusher. Everybody's talking about him. A lot of value. I think he's going to do well at the combine. I think he's going to run really, really well. One of those great Clemson athletes. If you watch his tape, man, another kid, the motor just never shuts off. Goes to the whistle. You got to love it. He's 6'2", 250, same dimensions as Brian Young. Really, really like his makeup. A little bit under the radar.
And the Rams' 11th pick, their last pick, 218th overall, Paul went with Dejuan Edwards, the running back out of Georgia. Todd Gurley 2.0, well, probably not. 5'9", 201, very similar profile to Kyren Williams. He's outside the top 20 running backs on draft tech, but this is late in the sixth round. Why not? We need to add a running back every year, and that's what Paul does here. And he does grade out very well when it comes to pass blocking. Here's Paul making that pick.
I'm going to go with the running back I think fits the Rams system the best. And I'm going to go with, you know how I love Georgia and the SEC. I'm going to go with Dejuan Edwards. Love this kid. Bingo.
So that's Paul's 11 picks in his mock draft. Our Rams up mock draft number 4. Be honest with you, I think he does a better job than me, especially after the third or fourth round. I'm just throwing darts at that point till I get better at this. Going to have to get Paul back on for more of these. It's a lot of fun. Check out the YouTube video. Good stuff. Free agency just around the corner, but we are going to get heavy into the mock drafts. A lot of fun. Stay tuned for that. That's going to do it for this episode. Remember, you can reach us at ramsuppodcast@gmail.com. And don't forget about our YouTube channel. Our handle is at laramsup.com. Till next time, keep the horns up, stay safe, and have fun out there.